tornadoes, hurricanes, blizzards. Yeah, we cover it all on Twister Talk.
It's a twister! It's a twister! Back up! Back up! Back up!
Well, you know what? It's Twister Talk. I'm Gary.
I'm Sue.
We back again.
Yes. like a bad penny, basically.
That's right. The relatives that will not leave after Thanksgiving.
Oh,
you need to grow. No.
Those are bad.
Yeah, I know. Just like, boy, I tell you.
Yeah.
You just want to like, please don't make us do anything we're going to regret.
Yeah, exactly. You know, because we don't want to be on Evil Lives Here.
No, we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Twister Talk, and hey, you know, we have had a wild couple of weeks, but today we want to talk about what's going on in the sky these last few nights, and tonight and Sunday. What an incredible
event.
Yeah,
we're going to be moving a little bit higher in the atmosphere,
yep.
And we're talking about the outbreak. Well, I don't know if you'd call it an outbreak.
I would just call it a light show that is spectacular.
It is spectacular.
You can view it. It's great.
It is fantastic. Northern lights basically have been seen as far south as Florida in the continental United
right.
States.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
Boggles the mind.
It's crazy, and it's been a joy to see.
Now, yeah.
Sue, you got to see it quite a bit last night.
Yeah, the funny thing is I went out probably about a half hour after sunset and didn't see anything. I thought, well, I'll go back out later. So I went out a little after 10 because there was supposed to be a space station pass, which
that's right.
That's always
right.
Fun
there
to
was.
Watch.
Yep.
And I looked up and by God, we had northern lights. And the thing that was amazing is I was able to photograph the space station and the northern lights in the same photograph.
And that was crazy.
It was. I never expected to see. I've seen, I used to live in the Toledo area and I had seen northern lights up there several
right.
times, but down here, never.
I remember the only time I saw them before was, I think it was 1985. There was
okay.
that massive solar flare that time, and I was working the late shift at WCVO. I was coming, you know, leaving at, well, actually afternoon 2 to 10, and so I was leaving, and I got out in the parking lot, and there were huge, wonderful pinks
yeah.
and greens. Everywhere
yeah.
was great. So I watched that for like half an hour, and
yeah, I have never seen. I have never
amazing.
Seen northern lights directly overhead.
No, that was
mind bending.
Now, depending where you lived last night here in the Central Ohio area, you got a better show or lesser show. Now, Sue lives a little distance from where we live, so we saw a little flecks in the sky. But we did not see what you saw through what you saw there. But also, something that we did not know then is if you have a cell phone and you point it to the sky, you may see a lot more than you can see with the naked eye.
Yes, you definitely can. If you use the cell phone camera, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised at how much better you can see it.
Right. It's amazing. I love it. I did see little flashes last night, and so did Mary, but it was really cool.
Oh, yeah.
It was great to see, like, yeah, man, this is all right.
And it was fantastic.
And there's going to be more tonight
and
tomorrow
yes.
night.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're taping this on Saturday.
Right.
And definitely there should be more tonight. I've already been seeing some photographs from Tasmania. Of course, it's night there now, and they are having spectacular auroras. What is for them tonight?
Really, this is a worldwide phenomenon. It's
yes.
not just over us. It's
great
everywhere.
Photographs from all over the
oh,
world.
Oh, Europe! You see the ones from Europe?
Yeah,
have been spectacular.
Just spectacular photos from Europe. The whole sky is pink. It's
and
fantastic.
Some people we know that live out in Croton, they posted some pictures, and it was incredible.
Oh, did they?
Yes, it's amazing, yeah. And they saw. Beautiful. The whole sky was just green and
yeah,
pink.
It's amazing.
So you probably want to know, you're probably saying, hey, this is cool. What causes this? What is this? Well, what happens is...
it's a mystery.
Godzilla occasionally in Japan has to release a lot of radiation.
Oh, there you go.
And so that's what
I knew it was something like that.
No, actually, what causes the aurora borealis basically has to start with that little big glob of light out there about 93 million miles away called the sun.
The sun.
And Sue, fill everybody in what kicks this thing off.
What happens is that energized particles from the sun collide with our upper atmosphere. And... this is kind of reflected by our magnetic field. And here is all these particles trapped in the magnetic field, and they excite the gases in the upper atmosphere, and that's why we get a northern or a southern lights. The southern lights are called the aurora australis. No big surprise. What's very one thing that's very interesting about the northern lights, and I didn't really know this until somebody published it today, is the color of the northern lights depends on how high in the atmosphere the particles are reacting.
Oh, I did not know that.
So basically, the auroras I have all seen before this have been green. Green auroras are visible at up to 100. Green auroras are visible farther away because they happen higher in the atmosphere. They're happening about 150 miles up. The pink auroras, which we had last night, those are over 150 miles up.
Oh, wow.
And the note I have says, only visible under intense solar activity due to low concentration of oxygen at high altitudes, because it's the oxygen atoms that react pink.
Okay.
And in the lower parts of the atmosphere, it's nitrogen, the molecular nitrogen that reacts with the energetic particles, and you get purple and blue.
Those are very rare. I have seen pictures over the years that people have posted, like in Northern Europe or north of the Arctic Circle.
Yeah, I think you have to be a lot closer because they'd be basically directly above you, close to the poles.
Now, this is all this is caused by what we consider very intense, at times, sunspot and electromagnetic activity from the sun. It almost like someone said, well, it was like the sun's having a temper tantrum.
Yeah, NASA measures these in G units, and right now, G5, which is the highest.
Yeah, the sun's really going through a whole sunspot activity.
Yeah, we're coming up on solar max.
Right, and it's ejecting these particles into space, and they interact with our atmosphere. So, Sue, if I remember reading right, that if Mars or Venus had an atmosphere similar to ours, it would be an even more spectacular event there. But they don't.
No, they don't. And the fact that they don't have a protective magnetic field, basically in the case of Mars, that's why the atmosphere was basically stripped away.
Right, right.
Venus, of course, has a ridiculously thick atmosphere.
Yep.
Even if they had auroras, you couldn't see them because there's too many clouds. But interestingly enough, Jupiter and Saturn both have bright auroras.
That's interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, they do. There's some photographs you can find online taken from various of the space probes, the Cassini probe that went to Saturn, the Galileo and Juno probes that went to Jupiter, and it's actually quite interesting.
It's an amazing thing to watch, and if you have a chance to see it, if you live in the city, you might want to take a little trip outside the city limits tonight. Small town, same thing. Or you can get anywhere within a few miles outside the city, you'll be treated to a very spectacular sight. And you want to see it. It's worth seeing. It really is.
And here's something you can do during the day. This is actually kind of interesting. If you have hung on to your eclipse glasses from the eclipse that we had several weeks ago, you can go outside right now, put them on. Remember to put them on. Very important. Then you can look up at the sun, and you should be able to see the large sunspot group that is causing all of this excitement.
That's right. That's right. And sunspots are an interesting phenomenon. Again, it takes place on the sun. They call them sunspots, but the sun isn't just a static light up there or a static star. It just sits there and going, well, that's really nice.
That's
actually a very active, very active combination of gases that are superheated to, I know the surface is about 11 to 15,000 degrees. I know the core.
The core's even hotter.
Yeah, I think it's somewhere I remember reading my science books back in the day, about 35 million degrees. Is what if I remember right, 3.5 or 30, I think it's 35 million degrees. I will check that, but so...
It's a fusion thing.
Yeah, it's a fusion thing, and it's a fusion reactor, basically, but the heat and light and everything it gives off, and where it's situated in our solar system, that is one of the reasons we have life on Earth. See, it takes everything working together for that, and the kind of sun the kind of white star our sun is... that is why life is possible. That's a whole other story. But it's incredible how you get these sunspot activities, or basically solar storms, ejecting this matter out in space. It interacts with the atmosphere and our magnetic field. And Sue is right. Without the magnetic field, we would not be here, to really be honest. That is part of the envelope that encloses us. and keeps things from, you know, causing stuff like this.
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's the intricacies of how all this react together is what I like reading about it. So, you know, the light here, the solar particles there, they're interacting with the atmosphere, mixing with the oxygen atoms, and boom, spectacular cover.
Yeah, I imagine the astronauts on the ISS got a spectacular show.
I bet
show.
They did. I bet they did. Now, Sue, where is it going to be visible the next couple of days?
Should be visible. What, the space station?
No, well.
Okay.
No,
no, the auroras. The auroras,
no, the auroras, right.
The auroras should be visible in pretty much the same areas that were visible last night.
Except for Cleveland. We don't know why.
But no, I think there's, you know, depending on cloud cover, of course.
That's right.
But the auroras in Tasmania that they're having now look like they're just as intense or more than the night before.
Oh, they're incredible.
So I think they're going to be spectacular. And NASA says this may go on for a couple more days until the sun rotates enough to take those sunspots out of view of the Earth.
Right. So that's going to be happening. They said some places say tonight might be the peak night. We don't know. It could, like I said, it could be lasting a few more days.
Yeah.
But still, if you get a chance tonight, go out and treat yourself to a spectacular view that doesn't occur all that often.
Yeah, and don't say, well, I'm living in Tennessee, and we don't get northern lights down here. These have been seen as far south as Florida.
Yes.
So I can pretty much guarantee you. Reed Timmer, of course, we all follow Reed Timmer. He and Gizmo were dominating the aurora from Norman, Oklahoma yesterday.
There you go. So, you can see it in Texas. Even South Texas is visible. So there's a lot of good things out there. And it would behoove yourself to get thyself off thy blessed assurance and get out the door and take a look at that, because it doesn't happen very often. And when it does, it's worth watching. Yes, and quickly, yes, folks, there could be some interruptions with satellite communications. Cell phones could be affected by this. Your internet service could be affected. Not too much, but it does happen sometimes. But basically, if you got satellite TV, you may notice some issues.
Oh, definitely.
Over the next few days. Yeah, I've noticed some of the digital television that I watch that is beamed by satellite to the local stations and put out has had some things where the audio drops out or the video drops out.
That doesn't surprise me. Yeah, there's a lot of energy going on up there.
Lots of energy, folks. And that magnetic shield around the Earth keeps us from getting the effects of that right over our heads in regards to on the ground. So anyway, again, just get out there and enjoy it. Take your cell phone and get some good pictures. If you got a good camera, you know, take your camera. Set on video, long exposure, and you may be surprised what you see.
Yeah.
I think it will. So anyway, we just want to let you know that, you know what? It's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to be very good.
Yeah.
And you're missing something if you don't go out and see
That's
it.
That's right.
Get out there and watch it.
Yeah.
Do not make us knock on your door and ask you. For Twisted Talk, I'm Gary.
I'm Sue.
We'll see you next time, and enjoy the night side.